Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph that the Berishayna, Hayumigalin Pnei Ashirim and Mechasim Pnei Aniyim. In the beginning, when they would bring out the mace, they would uncover the face of the Asher and they would cover the face of the Aniyim, because the faces of the Aniyim were blackened because of the not being able to eat properly. And the Aniyim were embarrassed that they knew that their faces would be covered. So Yiskinu said, made a takana, shu mechasim pnei akol mnei kvodim shal aniyim. The takana was that they cover everyone, even the ashirim, in order that the aniyim should not be embarrassed. But mitchila, the minhag was that they would uncover the face of the ashirim, and they would cover the face of the aniyim. The reason for doing this, Rishonim say, is that people should look and take musar, that you see this face of this person who was very healthy and wealthy, and now he's no longer alive, and people should get some misaris from that. Now the question is that it is difficult to understand how they're able to do this in the beginning, uncover the face so people should look at it. The Gemara says in Haryas and Dafi Gilman Beis that has a list of all the different things that are kasha l'limud that could make a person forget his learning, and one of them is v'hamistakel b'fnei hames, one who looks at the face of a mace, it's kasha l'shechacha, it can bring a person to forget his learning. So in Cain, how is it mutter even in the beginning to be able to look at the pnei hames? So I found that Rav Chaim Kanievsky has this kasha in his Sefer Zikaron. Rav Chaim has a Gevaldika Sefer. It's a kuntres, a short kuntres about all the dvarim that are kasha l'shechacha and things that are good l'zikaron. It's printed in the back of his Sefer Siach HaSadeh, and it's actually in the middle of the Siach HaSadeh. And he says over there in Eis Chaf Hei, when he talks about the mistake b'fnei hames, so he asks his kasha. He says, "What about the gemara Maikatan? There used to be megala p'nei ashir, mechasa p'nei aniyim." So he wants to say that this, that you're not allowed to look at the p'nei hames, or if you look at the p'nei hames, it's going to bring about a shechacha salimud. He says that's only dafkal nistakel v'lizbenabu b'yoyser. That's if your mom is going to look and stare for a while, but a riyah ba'alma would be mutter. Just taking a glance, looking for a second, would not be a problem. And he brings on the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. They say such a chilek legabi be mistakel b'fnei rasha. That's only if you mamish look intently for a long time and you stare, but a riyah ba'alma would be mutter. So that could be the pshat over here. A riyah ba'alma was mutter, and that was not something which would be kasher l'shechacha. Now I was thinking perhaps you could say a different text as well. I'll be a different yesod from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says in Siman Kuf Ayin, Sifkan Yotes, talking about some of the Dvarim Akashim, the Shechacha. So one of the things that are Kasha L'Shechacha, the Gemara says over there, is an olive. If you eat an olive, it's Kasha L'Shechacha. So the Magen Avraham brings down, B'Shem, the Kisvei Arizal, that that's only by Anam Aretz. But he says, Atam Chachamu, he says, Avala Eichel B'Kavana, Kanaida, if you eat an olive with the proper Kavana, it's Masifin L'Shechira, then Faker. Not only does it not make you forget, but it actually adds to your memory, Q Misakin Isa, because then you're being masakin it, you're bringing it, so it's ticking, it's not a problem. So if you eat an olive, even though an olive is kosher l'shechacha, but a person who knows the proper kavanas, al pi kabbalah, to be mechavan, when you eat an olive, then it's no longer kosher l'shechacha, and adarabba, it makes you remember you're learning even more. And I heard once from someone who ate a suda by the house of Rabbi Yaakov Hillel Shlita, that he had olives at the suda, and he asked Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, how can you have olives, it's kosher l'shechacha, and he told him this, Magen Avraham, or Semich on this, that if a person is able to be mechavan the proper kavanas, then it's not kasha l'shechacha, and it's not a problem. So l'fi that, l'chara hu adin over here, for a person, even though mistake b'fnei hames takes away the, it's kasha l'shechacha, you can forget your learning, but if you do it with the proper kavana, if a person knows how to be mechavan properly, l'chara it should not be a problem. And fakert, it could be maisif, just like the Magen Avraham says over here, l'gabi the zesim. So maybe that could be another heter, that if people are able to do it properly, they're able to be mistake b'fnei hames, to do it to get a service out of it, not just stam, and then it's not kasha l'limud. But the fact that Chaim Kanievsky doesn't answer this, he himself quotes this Magen Avraham when he talks about the Isser of Zesim. He does not seem told this is a Teretz, and maybe it only applies to Zesim and other Inyanim, but does not apply to the list over here of the Asar Dvarim that are Kasha L'Limud. Now, Agav, in that shtickle over there by Haragil B'Zesim, where Chaim Kanievsky talks about the Zayas being Kasha L'Shechacha, he brings it down another heter from the Sefer Shmiras HaNefesh, that says that there are those people that are saimach to eat zeisim, but they eat it together with olive oil. So the zayis is dipped in olive oil, then you could eat it, and they say it's not a problem, because even though the Gemara says that eating a zayis is kasher l'shechacha, but that same Gemara says that eating shemen zayis is good for your zikaron, and it helps you remember your learning. So they're saimach on this, and one will cancel the other one out, and even though the zayis makes you forget, but the shemen zayis will bring it back, and many people were saimach on that. Chaim Kanievsky takes issue with that, and he says that you can't, should not be saimach on that, because who knows if it's equal. Maybe the zayis will take away a lot of learning, and the shaman will only give you a little bit more zikaron, and you're going to end up having more shikha on the zikaron. So he recommends not to be saimach on this heter of having the shaman with the olive oil. And there's a fascinating maisa that happened with Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, after he saw the Sefer Zikaron that came out from Chaim Kanievsky, he read through it, and he sent a letter to Chaim Kanievsky in which he said to Reb Chaim Kanievsky that you ruined my breakfast. What's the pshat? How did he ruin his breakfast? So he said that until then, Reb Shlomo Zalman's minig was to eat bread dipped in bread with olives dipped in olive oil, like it was the minig of Anshei Yerushalayim. And he was samech on the seter that if the olive is with the olive oil, it's no longer kasher l'shechecha. But he said now that he read from Chaim Kanievsky that that is not a good hetter and you shouldn't be samech on it, he stopped eating that. So that's what he meant when he said that Reb Chaim ruined his breakfast and he had to come on to another breakfast. That was the chashivas he had for the Sefer Zikar, and he changed his minig as soon as he read it. Now it says over there in the this is brought down in the Sefer Chikim Mamtakim from the Haggis from Reb Shlomo Zalman. It says over there that Ba'achas Yamav of Reb Shlomo Zalman, there were many things he was not able to eat. So he didn't have many options for breakfast, and he had to go back to his old minig of eating the bread with olives and olive oil and to be samech on the heter of Anshei Yerushalayim. And he didn't have a choice, so he went back and he was samech on that heter. But it says over there that when he did that, he sent a shlech to B'chan Kanievsky to let him know that even though I told you mitchila that I stopped eating my breakfast based on your sefer, but now I'm going back, you shouldn't think chalila that I'm be machmer or doing a madrega that I'm not doing anymore. So he wanted to make sure that Reb Chaim knew that he was no longer able to keep that chumrah. And you see the godless of Shlomo Zalman, how he was an ish emes. He wanted to make sure that no one would think higher than him than he actually was. And the also you see the high esteem in which he held the Sefer Zikaron of Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita.